Module 6. Reading 1. Do's and don'ts in England. Do stand in line. You should stand in line and wait patiently for your turn in England. Queues are very important. For example, while boarding a bus, it is usual to queue, which you shouldn't cut. Say "excuse me." When someone who you would like to pass blocks your way, say "excuse me" and they will move out of your way. Pay as you go. Pay for drinks which you order in pubs and other types of bars. Say please and thank you. It is very important to say please and thank you. It is rude if you don't. That's why you will notice in England that they say thank you a lot. Say sorry. If you accidentally bump into someone, say sorry. They probably will too, even if it was your fault. This is a habit and can be seen as very amusing by an outsider. Do not greet people with a kiss. English people only kiss the people whom are closely related to them. It is impolite to stare at anyone in public. Privacy is highly regarded in England, where you should never stare at anyone. Do not ask a lady her age. This rule, which is the same in most cultures, is considered very impolite, especially in England. Drive on the left side of the road. In England, you should drive on the left side of the road. This is very important and vital if you are driving. Do not pick your nose in public. This is disgusting, isn't it? Please use a handkerchief. Avoid using gestures such as backslapping and hugging. Only among the people who are close friends. Do not spit. You shouldn't spit, not only in England, but also in other countries. Do not burp in public. You may feel better by burping loudly after eating or drinking, but other people will not. If you cannot stop a burp from bursting out, then cover your mouth with your hand and say "excuse me" afterwards. Do not pass wind in public. Let's say that you want to pass wind. What should you do? Go to a place where no one can hear and smell it and let it out. If you accidentally pass wind in company, say, "Pardon me."